I will pay. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by ZipRecruiter. Remember how we heard that due to the shutdown, the IRS would have to delay tax refunds? That's because, under the law, when Congress doesn't pass a budget, agencies can only keep the minimum staffing required, quote, for the safety of human life or the protection of property, and so tax refunds don't qualify. Except now, a White House official seems to have had an epiphany, which is not unusual 12 days after Christmas, and determined that tax refunds are essential to protecting life and property, so now they will not be delayed after all. Well, if tax refunds are suddenly legal again, why is this happening at airports?
Wait times are up at many airports as some screeners call out sick rather than work without pay.
If tax refunds are essential to protecting life and property, what about keeping bombs off airplanes?
TSA officials are concerned Friday's payroll deadline, when screeners will miss their first paychecks, could be a tipping point.
That's crazy. So how about this? I am willing to pay for my pat-downs. Between the legroom charges and the expensive nut snacks, we're used to hemorrhaging money at airports anyway. I'll pay $5 for the security line, and I'll bet Gold and Platinum Club members would pitch in $20 for the concierge pat-down by a professional masseuse. Let's make pat-downs great again, America, and get this done. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.